possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack, A-L-I Mack. Just making sure to put it out there. Maybe I say it too fast. Got Mike Johnson here as well.
Well, maybe
Bo
it's
Morgan.
Just merging of the first and last name. It's like a, maybe people think it's Amy Lack.
Amy Lack.
Amy Lack. Yeah.
The Glass just gave us his top five cereals for Top 5 Tuesday. Feel free to weigh in on that on Twitter or X at 929 Morning Shift. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Before we get back into the Falcons training camp conversation, can I tell you guys about a purchase I made yesterday?
Oh, gosh. Careful here.
Super 2000s purchase I made yesterday, and I feel like you're either going to roll your eyes or be super jealous.
Okay. All right.
So this weekend I'm going to Vegas.
Four.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas this weekend for the Backstreet Boys. That's why my nails are white because you're supposed to wear white. However, you know, the show ends at a decent hour, 11 or so. So we want to go to an after party.
Wow.
So yesterday I purchased tickets to go see the one and only Pauly D.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, I would so do that.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. What's he doing there?
He's
DJ.
DJ Pauly D.
Gabs a hip.
Gabs a hip.
Oh, dude. I used to have.
You did not sound Guido. He's. I don't know what you sounded like.
Gabs a hip.
Gabs a hip.
No, you sound more Australian than you do.
Yeah.
Cronky,
keep an eye on the ball here. That is great news.
I'm so excited. So there's six girls going.
I don't know which one.
Kangaroos are here.
Why does Dylan's Guido accent sound Australian?
There you go.
Any more?
Nice Joey.
Anything else? So, I swear Bo is a professional topic changer. Like, that is like the fifth time today we've been on topic and he's like Googled something else. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I didn't Google it. I just listened to Dylan's bad impression.
It is
Lord
a bad
knows,
impression.
I'm the king of bad impressions, but that might
I know. I just stopped doing them.
That might dude, be so anything I've ever
Gab's
done.
A hip.
That doesn't, does that, it does, I'm sorry. Pauly D though.
No.
Yeah. No. Can't recapture the form.
It's going to be interesting. I'm excited to see him. I also know that Vinny is going to be playing. He's doing comedy here in Atlanta.
No.
Soon.
Vinny's
a
comedian?
Vinny's a comedian. So
I don't think I'd laugh at Vinny.
He's going to be at Helium Comedy Club, and I'm kind of curious, but I don't know if I want to see it.
When?
Yeah, it might ruin
I'm
it.
I'm not sure. Exactly.
He's
that's
like
what
the solemn personality of the Jersey Shore. You wouldn't think of him as a comedian.
Right. His mom makes all the food, their Sunday suppers and all that stuff. So
yeah,
I'd like to go to that, honestly. I just want to see what it's like.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious about it. But
I don't do in-person comedy. We've talked about this before on the show. I cannot do in-person comedy.
Why?
I just, I, I am way too like looking around the room, seeing what other people are doing. You know, I'm just too much of a space cadet. And like, I like watching it on TV.
Yeah.
Love watching stand up on TV. Nate Bargatze's coming in a couple of months, and like, he's my favorite.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified to actually go to the event.
I've always liked Bill Burr's comedy. He hit or miss sometimes, but I think Shane Gillis now might be the guy. Like, if I went and saw a comedian, I think it might be. If it wasn't Chappelle, it'd probably be Shane Gillis right now, because Shane Gillis's comedy is funny.
I'm gonna rip the Band-Aid off here a little bit. I loved Shane Gillis before his Saban interaction. And ever since then, I haven't been able to really vibe with it. And it's just a personal thing. It's not like I don't blame him. I don't think he was wrong for what he said or anything. But
he hurt your hero.
It's like if I'm trying to think what it was like. I actually was talking to my wife about this. It's like if like you took your dad to a bar and somebody else was like, "All right, man, cool hat."
Yeah.
You know, and you'd be like,
"It's
my dad." You know, yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
I get that.
And, you know, I don't know. I haven't found him funny since.
Oh, he's influential in your life.
It's a tough thing because I love Shane Gillis, but ever since the whole Nick Saban interaction, and Nick obviously didn't find it funny, so I didn't find it funny. I was like, dude, it's like you're poking at my grandfather. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that.
If Nick had laughed.
Oh, I think it's funny. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's probably a flawed perspective. It's just how I feel.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I can't. It is, but hold on.
Don't, it might hold be a on. It is.
Hold on. I'm not saying that it's that I don't that I wouldn't have the same feeling or
well,
I have.
It's not flawed.
No, it's still flawed. Look, I can tell you that I have flaws. I mean, I've never stood here and said I'm perfect and that everything I think is right. Although most
you
things
have
I say
said
is
that
right.
Multiple times. Although you were trying to be funny, I was going to say let's not act like you don't say that all.
No,
the time.
No, never said that. But that's flawed because you got to remember that, like, at that moment in time, Shane Gillis was just doing what he does, which is always kind of his the comedy part. I mean, I've never seen him necessarily just be completely not that guy. That character. Every comedian plays like this certain character.
Yeah,
I feel like, and it's always that guy.
Yeah,
I can understand though why he do it because it just. It felt awkward.
I don't, like, I've never been like, I hate that guy or, you know, whatever. I just don't feel the same way about his comedy anymore. It just doesn't land with me the same way as it did before that. I mean, it's like how many people woke up this morning that were at the Braves game last night and don't like the lookalike cam anymore?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Seriously? Oh, man.
How many people
are
like, you know what, man? I can do without the lookalike cam.
You
know,
probably
I can
just,
move on from
well,
that.
Well, just one guy for sure.
There's definitely a lot of people in the crowd. They're like, all right, I'm good.
You know what?
Yeah.
I feel so. And if you don't know what you're talking about, go to Grant McCauley's Twitter because the lookalike cam. They had a poor human being. Poor guy who they picked out who maybe was having a bad day, and they said he looked like Gollum. And
they did him dirty.
It's kind of spot on.
I'm just waiting on the statement to be put out from the Braves.
Seriously,
I feel so bad for that dude. I really do. Like, I legitimately saw that, and I was just like, my heart hurts for you. Like, I really feel bad for
that guy.
That's
kind of my point, though. Like, it's funny till it's not, and then it doesn't land the same. You're like, all right, man. But Nate Bargatze, like, to your point, Nate Bargatze is my favorite right now, and he plays the role of things that I can vibe with. Like, everything he says, I'm like, dude, he's so spot on.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the couple at Coldplay are probably not a fan of that camera, that little look away where let's meet who are you not know the Coldplay thing?
No, I know all about it. I just don't know why I'd be a fan of that.
No, I'm saying they're probably not a fan of the cutaway camera to couples anymore.
No, they're not.
It was weird because, you know, when I was on vacation last week, and we've got to get to the Falcon stuff. Maybe we just push it.
Yeah, we might have to push it.
We might have to push it. But I was on vacation last week, and I do, you know, I rarely, for maybe like 20 minutes a day, I'll pick up my phone while I'm on vacation. It's all about the kids and getting in the pool and being on the beach, like leave the phone in the room, whatever, on the charger. I don't even mess with it. And somebody like 3 days into this is like, man, they just need to leave this guy alone. Like, man, this has gotten out of hand. Like, everybody in the world's talking about this guy cheating. I'm like, what happened? And it's like, oh, yeah, this guy is, you know, up in the suite up there, got caught. And I was like, dude, I had no idea any of this was going on. That was like a welcome back to reality moment for me. I was like, what is happening? Everybody in the world was talking about this guy.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Yeah. Well, we even talked.
I don't feel sorry for him, but I was like, man, it's like one of those things that just goes viral and goes probably beyond what it should have.
Yeah.
And it just gets out of hand.
Everybody had their own take on it, too. Like, my wife and I, who I won't mention her name because apparently it's confusing. we talked about it, and all my wife said was, I was like, hey, man, but like he's not getting credit for not being a normal CEO and going with like a Bill Belichick style. And Amy, she goes, well, that said, but that lady could at least done her roots.
That's.
And I was like, damn, like, really?
Wow.
Like,
Amy even, came off the top rope.
Yeah.
Like that?
I was like, et tu? Like, wow. I mean, seriously? And that one took me because normally she's the nice one. And she took the shot. And I was like trying to be like, hey, look at this guy.
That woman had no idea her life was about to change. Maybe she had a hair appointment the next day.
They could not have reacted worse to that.
No.
They could not possibly have had a worse reaction. If they'd have just smiled and waved, nobody would have ever seen the video.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Or if they just immediately like would have started making out, people would have been like, forgot what their faces looked like.
He could have turned in front of her and got the back of his head and just started kissing her. Like that would have been like, you know what I mean? Like nobody would have ever seen their faces
and
hardly.
You heard the person that, or I don't know if it's, again, you, with these things, this thing is going so viral. Allie. That you don't realize like who's what, what's real and what's not. But I heard someone, I saw a quote that the person that was filming it was like, yeah, you know, you're just filming it. And then I thought their reaction was so outlandish and off the wall that I posted it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, so that person is literally probably videoing this to see if they are up there.
That's
so they capture
said.
That moment. And nope, you catch her something else.
They could not possibly have reacted worse.
And you think she could be sued?
I don't know. No, because there's all these disclaimers when you go into shows. Like, we have a disclaimer on the door when we walk in saying you could be on camera.
I know, but we just sue everybody for everything. So I didn't know if they could, you know.
They won't get anything because that girl has said, for all the millions of people that watch that video, she's made not a penny off of any stream, you know, for all the streams on social media.
Did you see the new CEO of that company? He's like, you know what? There is a bright side. More people know about our company today than they've ever known about it before.
Yeah, like, good for and you, he man. Knows what he can't do.
He's like, I'm in charge of a company that's gone viral. Let's go.
But he's going to have a new HR woman, probably.
Got to. Well, it's definitely been a bad week or so for fan cams. We'll see what the future of those are, because I'm wondering if that'll change down the line. But we do have to get to that Falcons conversation. We'll do that on the other side. We've also got a Life of Squid on the way.
Will the Big Ten respond to Greg Sankey's little, you know, shots that he took at SEC Media Days? We'll find out next morning shift. Sports Show 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.